Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week, where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Pleasant good day to you once again, wherever you are throughout the length and breadth of Grenada, Caracou, Pillimore, and the rest of the Eastern Caribbean. It is time for Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon, and I am all excited, as you know, of being here and sitting with you, especially when I have somebody new. And today I have one new person, and you know Miss Ophelia Wells Cornwall. She has been here, Deputy Controller, and Miss Sheena Lewis, she's new, Senior Tax Inspector, Inland Revenue Department in the Ministry of Finance and Energy. Both of them will be talking to us today about things that we need to know in this busy tax period and getting things right. And I do hope as they share with us some thoughts here today, we will do well. Welcome to Inside Finance. Thank you so much for joining me today. We take a word, we come right back, and we continue my discussion here with Miss Ophelia Wells Cornwall, Deputy Controller, and Miss Sheena Lewis, Senior Tax Inspector, Inland Revenue Department in the Ministry of Finance and Energy.
Something big is coming. It's going to be huge. It's going to be inspirational.
Brain Beat Challenge is searching for the best brain in Grenada. Think you have what it takes? Prepare for the Brain Beat Challenge. The race has begun. How much of your brain elements do you employ daily? Did you know that your output and achievements in life are related to your functional brain power? Come learn more in the Battle of the Brains by 16 secondary school students in the Christian Services Corporation. Brain Beat Challenge National Finals at Bourne Hall, St. George's University.
The winner will be heading to Denmark, Copenhagen.
Starting at 2:30 p.m. Fabulous prizes and awards. The goal? Raising public awareness about the brain. The Grenadian representative will compete at the International Brain Beat. For more details, visit our website, www.brainbeatgrenada.com or facebook.com/GrenadaBrainBeat.
Saturday, March 19th at 2:30 p.m.
The Grenada Brain Beat Challenge. Get the facts about your brain. Sponsored by St. George's Baptist Church and Allen Associates, One Call Construction, Country Cold Store, and this radio station, starting at 2:30 p.m.
Welcome back, and as you know, as I said to you, as we begin, I have Miss Ophelia Wells Cornwall, Deputy Controller, and Sheena Lewis, Senior Tax Inspector, Inland Revenue Department in the Ministry of Finance and Energy. Miss Cornwall, welcome back. It's always a pleasure to have you with us, and it's a joy. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Good afternoon, Pastor Simon, and good afternoon to the listening public. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, well, it's good to have you, and good to see your smiling face again.
Thank you.
All right, and also you brought somebody with you here today, Miss Sheena Lewis. How are you?
I am wonderful, thank you. And yourself?
I am well. And it's good to have you.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Your face is new and your voice is new. Well, we'll see what you have to tell us today, and I'm excited about what you have to share with us. Now, Miss Cornwall, how have you been doing?
I'm quite all right, thanks, by the grace, quite all right.
I know there have been a lot happening within the Ministry of Finance, and especially within your department in the past few months.
Quite a bit. This particular month is the what we consider our most busiest month. Reason being, it is the deadline period for the tax types with the largest taxpayer base, which is the income tax and the annual stamp tax. So we have, it's our filing and payment deadline, so it is quite a busy month for us this month, the month of March.
Right. So you in a busy month period, as you said, the month of March, it is what you do to help us to get in line with what you're doing. Why is it so busy this month? Why?
Well, basically all the businesses on who are required to file at the end of March. This is the deadline. So you have, for instance, the corporate income tax and the personal income tax and annual stamp tax. The end of this month is the deadline for those taxes. Unlike the VAT, for instance, that has a smaller taxpayer base because it's based on a threshold, it's a subset of your entire taxpayer base. These two tax types more or less touch the entire base. So it is quite busy because it's a deadline period.
Okay, yes. So it's deadline. So yes. It's all up on us. Now, who are already required to file these tax returns? And are there any particulars way of filing that one should file their return? How should you do that?
So we have the corporations and sole trader type businesses whose financial year would have ended December 31st, 2015. Mm. They are required to file the return by March 30th, 2016. And along with the return, they are required to file their financial statements. And we would like to reinforce this time around that we will not be accepting any draft financial statements. And we want to encourage persons to get final accounts. We want them to submit final accounts along with the return. In addition to that, we have employees who are earning in excess of $36,000. So they are also required to file the return by 30th March 2016. So for the period 2015, if you would have earned an income of $36,000 or more per annum, you are required to file a return by 30th March. At this point, however, we know that the tax is deducted on a monthly basis. So that's $3,000 per month. And we have the employees that work on commissions. So your base salary may not necessarily be $3,000 per month, but for a few months in the year, you would have earned a commission in excess of the $3,000. Your employer would have deducted your tax and paid this into the Inland Revenue Division. However, at the end of the year, you would not have earned $36,000. You are also required to file a tax return. So if you would have seen any form of tax deduction on your salary slip during the year 2015, you are required to file a tax return by 30th March 2016. If you do not file, we have a 10% penalty or $100, whichever is greater. So 10% of the liability or $100 will be applied to you if you do not file your return on time.
So it means it's crucial and critical for every person who earn to file the tax return.
Yes.
And that is off when? The end of March?
The deadline is March 30th, 2016. So you have all persons can come in and file the return.
Okay.
But the deadline is March 30th, 2016.
Okay, so all of us need to file before the end of March.
Yes.
And that's it. Are there any changes to the return forms relative to previous years? What are changes? Have you made some changes to it?
Yes, we would have made changes to the forms. But just to add on what Ms. Lewis would have said, just to indicate, because the example given was associated to entities, sole traders or corporations with a year end of December, or your fiscal is a calendar year. But essentially you have 90 days after your fiscal to actually file your income tax return and make the necessary payments. Now, for the employees, as Ms. Lewis would have indicated, the employees, it's always March 31st. And why March 31st or March 30th? And why I'm saying these two things? Because it depends on the year, whether or not the year is a leap year. The important point is it's 90 days after. 90 days after your fiscal or 90 days after the year end. Entities have different fiscal periods,
right.
So it's 90 days thereafter. For the employees, because it's normal, you run the calendar, it's 90 days thereafter. So it may fall on the 30th, like this year, or it may fall on the 31st, 90 days thereafter. So the sticking point is 90 days after,
okay.
after the end of the period. Be it a calendar or fiscal. For the employees, it's always a calendar.
It's all a calendar,
yeah. Yes.
From January to December.
Right. Having said that, we would have made some adjustments to the income tax form as well as the individual income tax form, and the corporate income tax form. Now, last year we would have had about 19 amendments to the Income Tax Act to more or less accommodate the incentives regime. And Pastor, this would have to be a separate program, the incentives regime, and you would hear a lot about that going forward.
I would want to talk to you about that.
Yes, we would be partnering with GIDC in that regard, so we can talk about that. But having said that, the adjustments to the form more or less is in keeping with those amendments, but I want to highlight a few that would affect, may affect most persons. We have on one of the amendments is not to allow individual, an employee who earns business income and if they have realized a loss from their business income to marry or match their business income to their salary income or employment income. So let me give you an example. You may have somebody employed, let's assume in a bank, and that person also has apartment for rent, so they have rental income. When that person may realize a loss on their rental income side of things, and they would, their employer would have been ordinarily deducting from their salary on the banking side. Prior to this amendment, the loss associated to their rental income combined with their salaried income sort of put them in a loss, and government have to refund them. So that the amendment seeks to only pin losses to profits of the business. So we would have made an adjustment to allow for losses to for business loss to go against business profits. So another amendment was to allow losses carry forward for 6 years. So if you have a loss on your business side, although you're a salaried worker, you cannot combine that loss with your salaried income. That loss would have to be utilized for a 6-year period to be offsetted against any net profit that you have from the business side of things. Okay, so and that affects line 106 of the new form. And we would be doing some work, and we're encouraging persons to come in so we can advise them accordingly. So that is one amendment. Another amendment, we would have included a schedule that speaks to exempt income. Now, the first 36,000 of your income is exempt. Traveling allowance for parliamentarians as well as public officers, that is exempt, public officers. So we have under Section 25 of the Income Tax Act, there are a number of items that are exempt there, and we want persons to list those items and then bring it over on the front page and actually enter on line 112 what the total exemption is. So you cannot take the first 36 off on from the top when you're filling out your wages and salary. You need to include everything, including your traveling allowance.
So every allowance needs to be included now. Yes. Which is new.
Well, we always had it,
but we didn't used to follow it.
Exactly. Oh. So we want everybody to include, gross up, put in everything that you receive. Mm. And if the items under the categories, if it's considered exempt, then you can take it off on the end of the form. And we have a schedule, so we want them to list it so we can be very clear as to whether or not they are listing items that are actually exempt or not. Right? So that is a new schedule. So we want them to list the amounts that they're putting in as exempt. Thirdly, we would have included a schedule for investment allowance. And that schedule is associated to the incentives, where you get an allowance based on your qualifying costs, and we indicate what the qualifying costs is considered according to the law. And as I said, we would have a separate, the investment section is a
right, which deal with the incentives
regime. Yes.
So you need to come back and talk to me about that.
Okay. Yes. So basically, these were the amendments made to on the personal income tax side. On the co-op tax side, all we had to do was a one-liner to include the investment allowance on the corporation tax side. Additionally, we would have removed the trading P&L, profit and loss statement, from the income tax form. What
Why?
We found, the reason for that is persons have different styles, they have different expenditures. So when we had code and say advertising, or we had code certain expenditures there, we found that persons were saying that this is not listed. I don't have that expenditure. I have this. Or a small manufacturer, for instance, the manufacturing layout is very different, and saying, no, I have a manufacturing type operation, so this does not suit my particular particular type. And so what we want to encourage persons to do is to do their schema. And if even if it's a one pager, it cannot be in draft form, and you put it there and you attach it to your return. Even a salaried worker who has a rental apartment, we need to see your income and your expenses associated to the rental and your net. That's just basically what it is, and attach it to your return, because you would no longer see that P&L, which was hard and fast on the return. We are allowing you the flexibility. The law allows for you to submit your final accounts, and that is what we're going to do.
Okay, it's quite interesting, folks, as you would have heard there. I have in studio with me Miss Ophelia Wells Cornwall, Deputy Controller, and Sheena Lewis, Senior Tax Inspector, Inland Revenue Department in the Ministry of Finance and Energy. I am Stanford Simon. This is Inside Finance. We come back in a few minutes as we just relax and reflect a little bit before we continue with the discussion here with them. I have some more questions for them.
One call does it all. All your basic construction needs, backhoe, compressor, bobcat, and acroprop services. Make one call. One call does it all. 443-2894 or 409-1533. For bobcat, backhoe, compressor, or acroprop services, call One Call Construction Services. 443-2894 or 409-1533. Make it one call.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome to Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon. With me in the studio today is Ms. Ophelia Wells Cornwall, Deputy Controller, and Sheena Lewis, Senior Tax Inspector, Inland Revenue Department in the Ministry of Finance and Energy. Now, as we continue to talk and share, there is something, as you try to explain what need to be done, especially with the changes that have made. Sheena, I guess you would answer this question. There are some recent amendments in the annual stamp tax. Could you explain how it is applied and what we need to do in looking at these changes?
So the rates were changed. Prior, we had businesses earning gross receipts between $30,000 to $100,000. They applied a rate of 0.25%, while businesses earning in excess of $100,000 applied a rate of 0.5%. Now, for the tax period 2016, businesses earning between $36,000 to $300,000 must apply a rate of 0.5% to their gross receipts, while those in excess of $300,000 will be applying 0.75% to their gross receipts. Additionally, we had an exemption of $36,000, which must now be considered when businesses are calculating their annual stamp tax. So before, businesses basically applied the rate to the total gross receipt. Now we're giving them a deduction. So for example, a business with a gross receipt of $300,000, before they would have just applied 0.5% to that. Mm-hmm. Now they have an additional step to do because of that $36,000 deduction. So they will deduct the $36,000 from the $300,000, right? Leaving them with $264,000, and they will then apply the rate of 0.75% to calculate the liability, right? So if we have $300,000, we less $36,000, we end up with chargeable receipts of $264,000. When we apply the 0.75%, we end up with a stamp tax payable of $1,980.
So let me ask. So you're saying just as an individual have the $36,000 deduction, a business also have the $36,000 deduction?
Yes, for annual stamp tax purposes.
Across the board?
Across the board.
Why?
Well, this was this particular decision was a policy decision, given that the rates were adjusted upwards. For the most part, you want to give taxpayers a break. It was felt that a break was needed on part of the income. Part of the gross receipts on which you were going to apply the tax, because you would appreciate that if the $36,000 was included in the overall package, it would have been more
burdensome
on the taxpayer. So it's a relief for the taxpayers in this regard.
So pretty much what you have done is make all things equal.
More or less. Yes.
So the businesses can't complain and the individual can't complain. Everybody get a tax break. And that comes to because you have had some tax hike. Mm-hmm. A number of things has happened. Just a matter of note with that, will there be some relief? I know we're coming to the end of our homegrown adjustment. Do you know if there be some relief? You must pinpoint what, or if there be some adjustment with any of the taxes?
Well, that I cannot see. That would have to be a policy decision of the government. But the government would determine what adjustments that would need to be made in that respect. But we must understand that as a nation, that we have the fiscal responsibility legislation and we are not necessarily out of the woods at this time. So we have to maintain and stay the course. So whatever the policy decision, Inland Revenue would try their utmost to administer.
Okay. Now, if a taxpayer has received his or her form in the mail, what option exists for obtaining the form necessary for filing a tax return?
So if the taxpayer did not receive their form in the mail, for instance, you can visit our website, www.ird.gd, and the form is on there under the forms on the right-hand side of the page. There's a tab for forms, and it can be downloaded, and the person can actually fill that form out. We are even accepting the forms via email. So if you download it and you fill the form out, you can submit the form. What is required, though, for employees is what we consider a certificate, an IRT-3 certificate.
What is that?
That is a document that they would get from their accounts department. We send it out to the companies, and the companies essentially would fill out, the accountants from the companies would fill out the total salary of the person, how much tax they would have deducted. So this one basically validates what the employee is saying on the form. Right. By way of what the company or the employer would have submitted on their behalf.
You're making sure that I am not lying to you about my salary.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So that form accompanies the document.
Right. So generally what you're saying, that what you have done with the changes is to put a regime in place that helps to capture better the income and expenditure of individuals and companies.
Yes.
Right. In what you've been doing so far, have you found it to be very helpful that you're seeing more persons coming in and you're seeing more revenue coming in based on the changes that were made?
Yes. I mean, if you look at our revenue numbers, for instance, we would have surpassed our targets. And so it must be something that we're doing or some changes that we are making with respect to the administration of the taxes. I think this year in particular, particularly employees on the employee side with the reduction in the threshold, it has settled. So you find more employees understanding the reason why they need to file, because employees tend to believe that because it's deducted, I don't need to submit a return. The employer already deducted the monies from my salary and remitted it to you. So why do I have to file? So I think we are getting more traction there, and our filing compliance in that respect is going up because persons now understand. And I think it's sessions like these that assist the general public to understand why we need to do what we are doing.
So that also means once you are a working person, you need to file a tax return.
As long as there was a deduction from your income for tax purposes.
For tax purposes.
Yes. But filing, a prerequisite for filing also is that you must be registered with us. Huh? So from the time you have a deduction, because you would have met the necessary threshold for the employer to deduct, because remember at that point it's the employer's responsibility to deduct, you need to come and engage us on your registration. So you need to be registered with us. And then you submit your return. Some persons may already be registered for property or otherwise. You can also use that number, your tax number on your property ownership for the individual, and you can come in and we just attach the personal income tax type to your to that number.
Okay. Miss Wells, let me ask a number as well. Miss Lewis. Miss Lewis.
I find you want to give me Wells, that's a second time for the afternoon.
Yes, very much so. Question, how long you been in within the ministry of that department, in the revenue department?
Since 2009.
And how has it been there for you?
Wonderful. It's a very interesting area to work in. Taxation is something that I enjoy. It's very dynamic. It's not a robust something because every business is different. And what every business requires and how they operate is very different. And you get to learn a lot. So I enjoy it.
I like your bounciness. I like your boldness. as well as you must bring her here more often. I like her. If a number of person come and speak like you and her, I have a problem. You know, quite straightforward. So, Ms. Cornwall, looking at what is happening now as we conclude, within the Inland Revenue Department, are you happy and pleased with the progress you have been making?
Well, we can do more in the areas, and particularly with how much PR that we are doing in terms of getting the information out there. But we are making strides with the resources that are available. So we can do much better, I believe. But as I said, we are making strides in getting there. I think we have a blueprint for where we want to go, and I as long as we stay on course, I think we'll be just fine.
Okay. And from your point of view as deputy controller, are we as Grenadian, are we I'm going to put this in a way that don't put you in trouble, but do you find that we are responding well to the changes that you have made within the department?
I think so. Generally, our interaction with the business community, for instance, has been quite positive. I think what they are clamoring for is more engagement rather than Inland Revenue taking a decision and without involvement. And understanding that, I think as long as we have that olive branch approach. I always talk about the olive branch when I come here. We would not have a problem. So I think, for instance, the tax administration bill, we have to do some work there in terms of educating the public. It recently went. The minister, by order, would bring it into force. We would have engaged the private sector extensively on this issue. We had discussions on this issue. And so that outreach is important for us to continue to have happening. I think they are pleased about our approach with that particular act. And I think if we continue on that path with the outreach and the engagement, I think all will be well when we try to institute and implement certain things, because we would have gotten buy-in from the get-go.
I like that.
Yes.
I like that. You make me feel good and proud. So, Miss Sheena, you're good?
Yes, I am.
You're good?
I am.
Thank you for coming.
It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, and Miss Cornwall, as usual, Ophelia Cornwall. I like her name, a very nice name. Thank you for coming.
You're most welcome.
All right. Folks, you have there today with me in the studio was Miss Ophelia Wells Cornwall, Deputy Controller, and Sheena Lewis, Senior Tax Inspector, Inland Revenue Department, in the Ministry of Finance and Energy. I am Stanford Simon. Really has been a joy being with you and sharing together. By the way, Ms. Wells, if persons want to call or if they need to email, is there something you can give to us? They may have a question that they want to follow up with.
Sure. Our email address, gndird@ird.gd.
Just repeat that for me.
gndird@ird.gd, and it's like one word, vat@ird.gd. That's another one. Telephone number 435-6945 or 6946.
Just repeat the phone numbers.
435-6945 or 435-6946.
Thank you so much. And you can go to our website, sgbcgrenada.com. This program will be uploaded there. You can also go to the Ministry of Finance website. The program also will be uploaded there. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. Thank you so much for being with me today. And special thanks to Miss Ophelia Wells Cornwald, who's Deputy Controller, and Machina Lewis, Senior Tax Inspector in the Inland Revenue Department in the Ministry of Finance and Energy. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. Thank you so much for being with me today. Wish you a very blessed and enjoyable week. Join me next week at the same time. We do this all over again right here on this station. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.